Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to another fine episode of Prime right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. My name is Duff and I am your producer for this evening. With us, as always, is Carrie and Mike. How are you guys?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am spiffy. It's Friday. I've had an amazingly good week.
Well, you just said your week was crappy.
No, it was hectic. Hectic. How you doing, brother?
You know what? I'm doing good.
You're doing that smooth jazz thing, or are you just talking really low?
A mixture of the both.
Okay, because you know Mr. T pities the fool who talks too low, right?
Oh, Mr. T can
suck. He said that for years.
He can suck the sack. All right. Right at the base. We're dangling right at that part.
That giggling lady filing her nails down is Mama B from the Rogantel chat room. A.K.A. 70 Acres in the rogantel.com/live chat room.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Hola.
Hello,
when
Mama.
I'm filing a button, not my nails.
Okay.
All right. I apologize. So, Mama B!
Mikey!
Oh, God.
All right.
There's two of them. What are we going to do, Carrie?
I'll just mute myself and y'all can have a good old time.
Well, no, I don't want to mute you myself. I don't want you to mute yourself. I mean, if I wanted to, I could do that myself. But I don't want it that way.
There would be ramifications if you mute me. I can mute me. You cannot mute me.
Okay.
Right. Can we get the back shot of Carrie? I need to see the finger, please.
Oh, there,
there it is.
I can substitute. A poor substitute, but I can do it.
Well, you do quite well, Mama B. You know, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk about a little something. We went on vacation, Carrie and myself, a couple weeks ago, and, we went to see you at the farm. And we've already told our side of things. How did you enjoy having your obnoxious son and his lovely, charming wife to be in the farm territory?
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Checks in the mail. Yep, checks in the mail. Well, we said last episode, I really enjoyed it too, and I'm surprised that Carrie did, because usually y'all, you know, don't get along too well, but here lately, you guys have been awesome, so let me not jinx that. Oops, too late. No.
Art brings people together.
Yes, it does.
I think bringing it up also. Just supposed to let that ride, brother. Come on now. You know, that's the bro code right there. All right?
Yeah, but I don't think too much...
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. You don't use that thinky part of your head?
No. No.
It's all right.
No, I use the producer part of my head, though, and that's what counts for this show.
That's true. That is true.
I can be stupid if I want to, as long as I push the buttons.
Trust me, I've been told many times I shouldn't say certain things.
Yeah, that's never stopped you before, at least not on this show.
Not at all. Not at home either.
What was that? I think I remember hearing something along the lines, I will wrap your hair around my fist while I'm fucking you up the ass.
I didn't actually say that last part, but I did say everything else.
No. I'm pretty sure you said I'm fucking you.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I said that part.
Okay. All right.
It's just the up the... Because I think it was implied where I was.
Well, it was implied because you were talking about our lovely once was co-host of Prime, Lind Gannon.
Yeah, and he had a nice full head of long hair
until he cut it.
Mike scared him into cutting it.
Well, I did tell him I was going to wrap his hair around my fist and enjoy some me and him time. Yeah. And Yeah, I you know what? It's funny, and you played that on the compilation.
Yes, I did.
And it wasn't until I heard it played back, and I was like, "That's pretty aggressive. That was pretty aggressive right there." And that was like one of the first times I ever met him.
Wow!
Correction, talk to him. See, just spreading love all around the world, baby.
Carrie, what do you think about all this madness?
And I thought I was the troubled child on the show.
Yeah. Apparently, you're not alone.
Right, you are always and forever will be the true talent on this show.
Look, just because I can come up with Hitler of my dreams, give me a break.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Up until then, I was like, yeah, Carrie is, you know, she's talented. And then when you came up with that, I was like, you know what?
That bitch Carrie's crazy.
No, I was like, Carrie's at a level I don't think I could ever match. There's never a time in my life where I've thought that sentence. And I was like, and I said, in this show, Carrie's the talent. And I step back.
Yep. And yeah, so there is that. So Miss Giggly over here, Mama B, I hear you giggling a whole awful lot. What's your giggle juice of choice tonight?
It is Kirkland's India Pale Ale.
Damn. You know, usually I'd make fun of you because, you know, Dad shops at Costco and he gets Kirkland and it's, you know, price club. So you had to get 108 case. But no, I've actually tried the India Pale Ale from Kirkland and holy shit, it's good. It really is delicious.
It is. It's quite hoppy. It's got a nice aftertaste.
Well, isn't it brewed up in upstate New York somewhere?
I'm not really sure. Let's see.
Are you an India Pale Ale drinker, Mike?
No. I do not drink beer.
It is brewed and bottled by Bricks and Barley Brewing Company in Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Well, bravo to them, because, man, that stuff is good. I really agree.
Bravo. Bravo.
So, another question I have. While we've got you on the show, we might as well ask it. You've got a lot of gear behind you for, you know, for anyone that, and you've got art. Can't forget the art, especially Mr. Smithers over there. Holy shit. We'll get into that in a little later, folks. In case you're new to the show and haven't listened before, what do you do, Mama B? Why all the audio and video gear?
I am a mixed media artist and I do, YouTube live streams 3 times a week. And I also do processed video tutorials that I put up on YouTube.
Nice. And how long have you been doing that?
Since February. Since the end of February 22nd, I believe, was my first video.
Very cool. And a couple more questions for you. On Monday, how many followers did you have on YouTube?
I had just tipped over to 401 or something like that, and... As of last night...
Well, no, as of now, 540. Wow.
Wow, 540. Oh, yeah, look at that.
you're doing good.
Are you giving them money? What are you doing?
Like, we've had this YouTube channel that you're watching us live on, if you're watching the live stream over at rogueintel.com/live. You're watching a stream that started around 3 years ago, and maybe 2 years. Could be wrong, right? But we have, like, I don't know, 50 subscribers, maybe? I don't even know how many subscribers we have. It doesn't really... I mean, we're a podcast network. We are a podcast. So, like, the live stream functionality is essentially for our fans. It's not, it's not something we are going to publish and produce and you know, make pretty. It's just you know, webcams and lower thirds and some... I mean, we've got some interesting stuff here, but it's nothing big.
Wait, Mama B, are you making tutorials on how to cook up that cocaine?
No, sorry.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, man.
I don't do the cooking.
Oh, you don't do the cooking? Well, I was talking about the
notice
cocaine.
Notice how she didn't deny the cocaine, though.
Sorry, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. I know. We'd have to get a little greener for her taste.
Bingo.
Oh, really?
Bazinga.
The ganja.
Bazinga.
I got you. They call it the devil's bush or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's only stupid people call it the devil's bush.
You know what? Jeff Sessions said it's a work of the devil and that he's going to work at getting it out of there. Nah, I don't think he's in there anymore. But still, All right. I believe him. Jesus told him, and I believe in Jesus. Praise Allah.
Okay,
wait,
then.
Praise Allah?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Hey, why not mix it up? Which one of them's got to work.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but your head is a little too low on the screen.
Oh, is it too big? It's always been too big.
Dude,
what the ladies
that's,
say.
That's TMI right there, brother.
Well, I mean, it's this one, but yeah. We can go down south if you want. Duffy, listen.
Hey, no, hold on just a second. I got to ask you something. I want you to repeat yourself, Mike. And I want you to use the camera to illustrate just how big it is.
This big.
Okay. Carrie, how big is it really? Thank you very much, Carrie. Moving on. Thank you, Mike.
What would I do without Kerr?
See, I don't even need to say anything. I can just sit here and flip people off. It's awesome.
It's awesome. I'm gonna be honest with you. I fudge and love it, baby. I fudge and love
fudging.
It.
What's this fudge?
Yeah,
we're a fudge free community.
Well, hold on a second. Give me a second. I gotta make sure my son's door is closed. You know, I don't like to be a heathen around him.
All right, I see what it is.
It's like a child making sure that the parent is around so they can say the word.
There he goes.
Listen, man, I got to be somewhat of a decent role model for him, right? He doesn't need to know the true savagery of the thoughts in my brain.
But see, here's a little tidbit for you. When you take and make something like that, like it's all hush-hush and it's a big deal... Oh, that's when they really key in and want to use it because, oh, dad does it. And, he hides
that.
It from me like it's something, you know, bad. I cussed in front of my son from the day he was born. He can walk out here right now and go, hey, fucker, how are you? It doesn't matter. Do you know how many times my son has cussed?
Like three. And that was us making
him. And we bribed him to get him to say it.
You bribed him.
All right, you remember the scene from Jay and Silent Bob, or from Dogma, where Jay and Silent Bob are kids, and they're in the crib, and they're, fuck, mother, fuck. We got him to sing the whole song once.
Well, see, here's the thing. As much as I do enjoy the curse words, the words of the cursed, if you will, supposedly he said it. I wasn't here when he did. He dropped some F bombs when he thought nobody was around. And he was like 7 or 8 or something like that. And his little voice just doesn't sound right. And I just don't like it. Plus, I don't want to say I'm going to wrap your hair around my fist while I do wonderful things to your backside while he's around. That's a little too advanced. You know, a damn or a shit here, he's heard that. But, you know, I can't get him to the advanced level because then he's going to be confused. Like, wait a second, Daddy. I thought you liked mommy. And I thought that you know, it's going to be all different type of confusion going on in his little brain. We don't want to do that to him right now. Don't give me, by the time he's 12, I'm not going to unleash it on him, but he's going to know his daddy for real. He's going to know his daddy for real. He knows me to a good point. I just always try to hold it back just because he's a little too young. Just a little too young.
Well,
I
want him to drop it. Realize it's on the interwebs. It'll be there forever.
Yeah. He'll be able to watch it.
So when he gets a little bit older and can figure out what it is you're doing, he's going to sit there and listen to it and go, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, so, but, by then, because he doesn't care. He knows I do the show. He's like, all right, that's cool. Yeah, Daddy does the show. He just knows he has to go away and be quiet. Most of the time, he has to go away because he's loud, and he wants to play the damn PS4 right here. That's really why I sent him away, because he'll be watching TV or playing something right here or just being loud. So, that's really why I sent him away. It just so happens that I also say crazy things on the show.
Well, speaking of crazy things, back to Mama B.
Mama B!
Tell everyone what the hell that dog is behind you.
Oh, okay, here. I was doing a live stream, and I was showing off a product called Brushos, which is like a crystallized color pigment. And I put it on some paper and splashed it about, and somebody named PJ that was in the chat room teamed up with another person in the chat room and said, I see a dog. And I was then told that I must draw the dog.
It wasn't so, just me, though.
She said
he has no lower jaw.
It's because you never
severe
finished
overbite.
It.
Yeah, well, and now I'm told that I have to give him glasses, or I will permanently and forever lose 20 acres of my 70 acres on my 20 farm.
20 acres. That's a steep stipend right there.
While I was doing that wonderful work of art, I had soaked up the puddles on another piece of paper, and I proceeded to see this on the other piece of paper.
Oh my god, what the heck?
So I drew him the next night.
What is that? Is that a
that song? That is a whistle pig.
Oh, what?
A whistle pig is otherwise known in the north as a groundhog.
A groundhog, yeah.
A whistle pig.
Yes.
And Mike, but what are your thoughts about said whistle pig?
We now go live to the local black man.
Well, as the authority on all things African or Afro-Americana, no clue what the hell that was. That's why I've never heard of a whistle pig. Heard of groundhog.
Yeah, it's Appalachian speak.
I definitely usually see him dead.
Yes.
And it's Appalachian.
Whatever.
If you say Appalachian, I will throw an Appalachia.
Hey, little play on words. You see how she did that there?
I did see that. That's Mama B. She's filled with them.
Yep.
Be lucky she didn't promise to break out the wooden spoon.
So, yeah, you know, I have a little story to tell, and we've hinted at a little bit, but Carrie has taken a liking to your arts, and she's inspired to do the same. So,
are we glazed and crazed yet?
No, no. Oh. No, that did not work out. But no, do we want to tell everyone what it is, Kara?
Is the website ready there, webmaster?
No, the website's not ready.
There you go.
Oh, come on.
We don't have to tell them the website. We can just tell them the name.
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, and you can't Google it or anything.
It's probably not up on Google yet. I haven't submitted it to Google.
We'll see. There you go.
Well, then we can tell it.
All right. What name did we come up with?
You're the one bringing it up. You talked about it.
It's your art channel. Jesus.
You're the one that brought it up. You talk about it.
You're the one who came up with the name of it.
Yeah, well.
Shoot the bird arts.
Is it dripping crazy with glaze? I'm sorry.
Dude, enough of that. If you want more of that, guys, you can go you can go listen to the post show from last week's episode. But no more today.
What's the name?
Come on, Carrie.
Epiphany Craft Studio.
Aww. Look at that. You took a totally different direction than what I thought.
I know. I was hoping she would take a fuck you kind of direction.
Yeah, but I can't talk like that on there or I won't have any subscribers.
I would suggest omitting the F-bomb.
See?
But, you know. I mean, you could say it. We're just going to, you know, censor it unless you don't want us to.
That's true. It is up to you, Kerr.
What is it you said on the channel the other night, Ma? Sometimes you just gotta shit.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta shit.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I mean, that's part of life, all right? There's a book called Everybody Shits. Oh, wait, no. Everybody.
Oh, dude, that's such a funny-ass book.
I've never actually read that book or heard
it. I've heard the artist read the book.
I've heard Sam Jackson read books, and that's hilarious.
That is very funny. So, does anyone want to see pictures from Carrie's first pour?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, very much so.
Yes.
All right. Well,
break them some bitches out.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, look, you guys did the Bob Ross thing.
What do you mean the Bob Ross thing?
Like with the trees and stuff? I'm just looking at the banner around all of our faces.
No, that's Photoshop.
That's Photoshop.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
We'll talk about Bob Ross. All right, go ahead.
Keep going. Moving on. Here is a picture of the paints that Carrie mixed up. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, this green over here, this in the top, actually in the center of the screen, It's pretty hot. Like, that green was so bright and just colorful.
See, now we're getting nerdy with paint. I see.
Well, yeah. Carrie,
just get regular nerdy.
Carrie wanted to do some arting on a 12-inch vinyl, and it just so happens that a client of mine who owns a pharmacy has turned about a third of his pharmacy into a record store. So he still sells. He still, yeah, it's crazy. It's Carol Drugs in Manchester, Maryland.
He's turned it into a smoke shop.
No, not a smoke shop. A record store. Like, you go in and you can get your Ace bandages and braces and your deodorant and your medicine, and like, he's full service pharmacy. I think he even does some canine prescriptions. But it used to be you go in there and he had, like, you know, cereal and canned tuna and, you know, condiments, and then a soda machine or like a soda fridge, whatever. And, you know, he had regular pharmacy shit. But now it's mostly records. Like, it's literally a third or maybe even a half record store where he just has like rock, R&B, hip hop, electronic. And he actually sells record players and, you know, audio equipment. It's amazing.
I bet he's doing a lot more sales now.
I don't know. I definitely buy from him more, but that's because he's got records. So it works for me.
That's because he's got rock. And we know how much you love rock.
Jesus Christ. I actually just picked up another album from him this week. And it was rock. It was 1974 in rock.
Oh, yeah, I know. I trust me, I know. All right, if anybody knows... Right. I think you should lose points every week, but yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, every time you do funk or hip-hop, you should lose points. How about them apples?
Well, I only do it because somebody does rock.
There's no room in this world for hip-hop.
Kerr is the only one playing the game. Kerr is the only one playing the game, right? She does a mix of songs.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next Friday, and this is being recorded live, next Friday, I will do funk or hip-hop. And you can do rock.
You know what?
Let's do it.
Bet. I like that.
I like that too.
The only reason hip hop and rap exists is because they can't sing.
Well, some can. Like T-Pain can actually sing. I saw a video of it the other day. I was like, wow.
Then why the hell doesn't he sing rather than...
Because he likes auto-tune.
Apparently.
Yeah. But anyway, so Carrie, hey, come on now. Just because we don't like it doesn't mean it ain't good to some people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that's how
moving on, moving on, and moving on again. Carrie wanted to drill down on some vinyl, so we got her a bunch of shit. And because I'm friends, and, well, he's my client with the record store in my town, he's actually hooked me up with some throwaway stuff that he was going to throw away, but rather than sell it to me, he just gave it to me. So we got a lot of throwaway vinyl. So we've got canvases.
I don't think anybody's listening to you, dear.
No, I really don't.
Definitely heard you.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
He gave you
canvases.
Records that he was going to throw away to use as canvases.
But you didn't say anything after that.
Yeah, so
I was expecting someone else to talk. After all,
well,
you're here.
I would say that is an awesome thing that happened. And
Jesus Christ!
Moving
on.
Is that the
we
final
would really,
result? Right
we
here?
Would really love to see the work the character.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, I'm working up to it. I'm working up to it. All right, there we go.
Yeah, you know, climax. You know.
All right. So you want a video? You want a video?
Yeah.
We can give you a video. We can give you a video.
It's sideways.
I know that.
Horizontal.
Well, that's not fun.
No, that's not fun.
Yeah, your face is blacking it. Oh, there we go.
Landscape mode.
I'm trying. See? Wait, it didn't change over. I have to edit the video, but right now this is just right off my phone.
It's all going to run down on the floor that way.
Well, here, okay. Here's a better, a slightly better video.
Here we go, yeah.
Time lapse?
No, not time lapse. I haven't edited anything. But if you listen real close.
Somebody fart?
Hold on. I'm waiting to hear my mom in the background. No, mom.
What do you want me to say?
No, we were watching you.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh.
Oh shit! It's actually a vinyl record. I just saw the white piece on the top right there.
Okay, I'm here. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that was when you your internet connection blipped or something.
I don't know what happened.
Don't know what happened with that.
Yeah.
It happened again tonight, too. Maybe the router is on its way out.
Did it really? So, who wants to see what became of this?
Me!
I do.
Hurry up! I want to see the pretty!
All right, well, let's do this.
Bad lighting.
Yeah, very bad lighting. It's turning everything blue.
I'm sorry.
There you go, back up a little bit.
I like the fact that you were trying to show it off and instantly got chastised.
Yeah, well, that's the life of Duffy.
What are all the slashes?
I think it's from the gesso, because it had lines in the gesso.
Oh, okay. All right, so they're not cracks?
No,
I thought they were, but no, they're lines in the gesso.
Yeah, one of mine cracked, and I don't remember... I think it was on the canvas panel.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably do another one this time. It won't be over an old, ugly pour and see if it works any better.
Yeah, I wouldn't use the gesso. The gesso is too dry.
Hey, so when are we dropping a date on this start?
We're not. We're doing it whenever she's ready.
Oh, okay.
She's already arting. She's been arting almost every day this week in some way, shape, or form.
I still don't think that's a word, but okay.
Arting is definitely a word.
I mean, it's a word you made up.
Arting is a verb.
I'm about to look this up. Yep. I don't believe you.
I thought I coined it, and then I found like 40,000 other people that were saying it too, and I was quite upset by that.
I don't doubt it.
It's an Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
We now go live to the local black man.
And they have it listed as the action of doing art.
Hey, there you also go. Look up docking.
Dude, you shut the hell up.
Michael, at some point I will see you in person again.
And you will regret it.
As long as you just hit Duffy in front of me, we'll be okay. Whatever anger you have,
but no. Take it to Island Duffy. And this holds fast and true. I've got family members that I haven't spoken to in 15 years almost. Uh-huh. Don't piss me off. it never works out well.
Come on, Kerr.
Hey, I'm warning you. Fair warning.
All right. All right. Kerr said it. Back it off.
Well, I appreciate that because I like my woman to be happy.
We all like our women to be happy, but they never are.
Speaking of, I just took off August 10th.
Oh, shit.
Oh?
What's that?
Well, Gary. Can I tell?
A little late to be asking now, isn't it?
I'm listening.
Carrie's got her divorce hearing.
Yay!
And we are going to use that time to go across the hall and get a marriage license.
Very cool.
What?
Yeah. And we don't know when we'll actually get married. I'd like to. You got to wait 2 days.
No, I know, but don't you need to produce the divorce certificate before you can apply for a license?
I think I'll have something in my hand that day.
Oh, cool. Ooh. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, definitely.
I would like to all collectively say it one time. Hell, fuck yeah.
Two time.
It's like, and it's time to get murrified. Ooh.
You know what else it's time for?
What
a
that
break.
Is.
A break. Exactly, ooh. Carrie. Before we go to break, we want to remind you to go subscribe to us on iTunes, a.k.a. Apple Podcasts, or the podcast app of your choice, really. I mean, I don't care where you subscribe as long as you're doing it. And, well, when we get back, we're going to be talking more. We've got some new Will and Grace predictions of mine that came true. We'll be talking about that. And we'll be talking about, we'll be talking about spastic people. How about that?
Spastic people. That works.
It really does. So, yeah, stay tuned. All that and more coming up after the break.
Hey, guys, it's TJ. I know you're enjoying the wonderful content the Rogue Intel Podcast Network provides you. We really couldn't do this without the support of you, our wonderful listeners. One of the best ways you can say thank you also happens to be one of the easiest ways. Just go to rogueintel.com/Amazon and do your Amazon shopping as you normally would. It won't cost you anything, and you'll be supporting your favorite podcast network. That's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
Are you listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast? Each and every week, Denver sports writer Clint Daly brings you a sarcastic look at the top stories in the world of sports. Whether it's baseball, basketball, football, or hockey, the Daily Dose brings a unique common sense outlook on the world of sports. And if you listen to the show every week, you will be entered into a contest to win tickets to some of the biggest sporting events in the world.
Wait, we don't actually do that.
What?
You don't get entered in to win any tickets.
Why?
Why does that not happen? That's not what we do at the Daily Dose.
What kind of show is this?
It's a sport. You said it's a sports show. You said what it was.
But you don't win anything.
But you don't win anything for listening. You listen and you enjoy the show, but you don't
win. I don't understand.
Just keep going.
Each week on the Daily Dose, Clint interviews some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment.
That's not. You made that part up. That's not what we had you read. We had you come in with the sexy voice and all, but then you're adding stuff that the show isn't really about.
Who talks on this show?
I do. I talk on the show. We talk about.
You have no guess?
But sometimes we do, but that's. It's not like we're going and getting LeBron James or
well,
like Michael
Jordan.
A lot of people listen. There's a lot of people that like the show.
Are you sure?
We brought you in.
Do we know?
We brought you in to do something very specific, and you're not doing what we asked you to do. Just finish the read.
Fine. Listen to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, wherever fine podcasts are hosted, and you can always find it on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Was that so hard?
In a world where Hollywood executives decide some script should never be made,
one podcast
will stand in defiance.
Hey, can we go easy on those fucking Inception horns? Johnny, get the end music ready. Jesus Christ, get it, movie trailer parody. But it'd be better if we just stuck with the big trailer voice telling us what, where, and when with the podcast over the big music from the third act. All right, take two.
Experience the worst Hollywood has to offer with readings of the scripts you never wanted. Table Reads. Every Tuesday, right here on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network, or visit tablereadspodcast.com.
Listen to Hellfire, Prime Network, the Prime Network, Rogue Intel Network, Prime Rogue Intel Network. Is it one long name or are you using two names? The Prime Podcast. This is the Prime Podcast. Are we live? Is this the Prime Podcast? Hey, Mom, I'm listening to the Prime Podcast. Did I lose you guys? I'm getting yelled at for dinner. Hey, Mom, the meatloaf! I don't know. I'm hungry for Buttercup, some Campbell's soup, and some Pop-Tarts at this point. I don't know why. Oh. Hey, this is Hellfire, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
And we're black on Prime. How are you?
I thought for sure you were going to say we are black on Prime.
I thought he did. I actually thought he did. I was just about to say that.
I was about to say, we are live, and I was like, well, no shit, Sherlock, we've been live for about an hour now.
About an hour.
Yeah. So I changed it in my head, and it came out black instead of back. So hey, sue me.
You know what?
What?
I was reading the show notes, and I saw one of those titles that interested me.
Oh, what was that?
The one preferably about the man choking the lady with his member.
His member. Yes. Yeah.
His cockatoo, if you will.
We're always going there, aren't we?
Well, no, it's a real thing. He got off. I remember
it. It is, yeah. We're looking at a Shocking Times article right here, and it says, man charged with murder claims his girlfriend choked to death on his penis.
Okay, then.
Care to take a look at this guy? Would you want to choke on his penis?
No. I'd cut it off and shove it down his throat.
You'd Lorena Bobbitt.
Yep.
Hey, you could, you physically could throw it out onto the Long Island Expressway like Lorena Bobbitt because, mm-hmm. well, you're 20 minutes
on Long
from
Island.
It.
Yep.
Wow, but that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing this like a little while back and thinking, oh, that's stupid. It's like, and yeah, he just basically was like, yeah, my dick was so big, just choked on it, man. There's nothing I could do to stop it. It just happened.
See, like, to me, right there, if I felt like I was choking and my head was being held down,
I'd bite.
Guess what I'd be coming up with as a mouthful. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just reading this. It's so stupid.
Well, it is a Shocking Times article, so there is that.
That's true.
I mean, does anything really good come from Shocking Times?
I've never heard of them, but it doesn't seem like they do.
Exactly. Now, something that I'm really, really excited about, and we teased it before the break, is
about being gay. I mean, watching Will and Grace. That's what I meant.
Well, yeah, sure. Both of them, I guess. I don't know. Will and Grace. Well, when we first talked about the 10-minute special they did on Hillary Clinton, I was sure that they were going to come back. Like, and I'm not talking 10 minutes. I'm talking Max Muchnick was about to put the show and put the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
Muchnick, of course, being the writer of the show. And he did. Oh, coming back for one season. And Carrie, what was it I said when they announced that they were coming back for a mini series or a one season set?
That they'd pick up right where they left off.
Except what?
I don't know if Carrie likes the show as much. Does she like the show as much as she
did? Yes. She got me into the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, let me back up a bit. First off, I had said, and I could probably find the audio if I wanted to, but I don't care to right now, so I won't. But I said something along the lines of, they are going to come back, and they did. And then, when they did come back for the miniseries or single run, I said, nah, they're going to get renewed. And sure as shit, Will and Grace Revival has already been renewed for another season. NBC made an announcement at today's TCA panel. This was yesterday's news, but it's still fresh. The Will and Grace Revival hasn't even premiered, but they're going to be around for a while. They've been released for another season, and as a matter of fact, on their own Facebook page, they have said the following.
Here's to another round on us!
That is a bad audio clip.
Well, it was done with a camera phone, and it was done the wrong way, so what do you want? But yes, here's to another round on us. They are getting renewed for another season.
Just as somebody who never watched Will and Grace, extreme levels of caucasity right there.
Yeah, okay. All right, I guess you can say that. And another thing that I predicted was that they would screw up the series finale. If you're not a Will and Grace fan, well, I'm not going to hold back, you know, spoilers, so deal with it. The series finale dealt with Will and Grace growing far apart. You know, it's almost like the gay version of the Mad About You series finale. But they grew further apart, and then they reconnected when their kids met for the first time in college.
Oh, really?
So it was a flash-forward scene, yes.
Isn't that... Wait, There's another show that did that. Oh, was
yeah.
It How I Met,
How
Your,
I Met
Mother?
Your Mother.
Yeah.
The entire show was a flash forward.
Yep. And everybody hated that.
I actually loved the ending.
Really?
I cried man tears.
Ooh, see, come on now. Now, Mama B, did you hear that?
Yeah, I believe it.
F you, dear. Let's get back to the article.
Oh, article, okay.
Yes, yes, because there is one. We're dealing with another article. This one's from New Now Next, and they had a sit-down with the writers over at NBC, they said, when the decision was made to bring the series back, we were like, well, we left them with kids, right? And if they have children, then it has to be about them being parents, because presumably it would be a priority in their lives. Then they're still parents. They're just bad parents, right? We frankly didn't want to see them being either good parents or bad parents. We wanted to see them being Will and Grace. So, yes, they are acting like the entire series finale and the ramp up to it never happened. And okay. didn't I predict it way back when?
That reminds me of Dallas.
Yeah, it was all a dream. And now they're back, and I haven't watched it because I didn't watch the original one. I was kind of too
Dallas
young.
Is back? You're lying. Oh, they got that new version with the kids and shit.
Yeah except Patrick Dallas, Duffy's really in it.
Yeah, that and is. Patrick Duffy supposedly was dreaming a whole, like, think two seasons.
In, like, the shower or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, how much water did you waste on that, brother?
I mean, that he's the one who quoted, "It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper heavy D up in the limousine.
Ooh, look at you. Look at you, Duffy. See, every now and then I like Duffy. You know, I was like, all right, go ahead, Duffy.
Yeah.
Do your thing. That's when you're P. Diddy Duffy Daddy.
I do try. But hey, getting back and finishing up with the Will and Grace thing, I'm super stoked to have the series coming back. I loved Will and Grace. And I hope to love it even more. I have to say, Sean Hayes is amazing. Deborah Messing has the Diaries of Laura, or whatever the hell the show
Mysteries of Laura.
And it's fantastic. I can't wait to be able to have the time to sit back and start watching it from episode one. Because Carrie's
actors
like,
we're talking about?
Deborah Messing plays Grace.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
And Mr. Will is playing in a Netflix series called The Travelers. So, you know, regardless of whether or not they keep Will and Grace going, they do have alternate ways of being seen as actors that we both love.
Deborah Messing doesn't.
What do you mean?
Her show was canceled in 2016.
Oh, my God. Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, so no she's not. No, so she's screwed.
Not. She was also in, what was it, Smash?
She was in Smash, and she was also in The Starter Wife.
Yeah, and she was in...
I saw that first episode.
The Mysteries of Laura. That was a good show.
But... Yeah, it is. Or was.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Well, at least The Travelers has been renewed for season two.
That really wasn't worthy.
No.
All right, well, give me something that is, then. Let's talk about something that is worthy.
Hey. I think somebody in my neighbors died last night.
Really?
Well, this morning, while I was getting ready to go for work, all of a sudden there was all of this activity outside where they were all very rapidly removing all the vehicles, and there's like 10 people living in that house, and they all drive, so all these vehicles were rapidly being removed out of their driveway, onto the side of the street, by my driveway, everything.
Wow.
And then next thing you know, here comes an ambulance with no sirens and no lights.
Oh.
And two cop cars with no sirens. Now, normally they do that when there's no rush.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and there was no sirens when they left, so. I think somebody kicked the bucket last night.
Wow.
Don't know who. It wasn't the husband. Father. I don't know.
Damn, is that 10 people living in that house?
Well, they had triplet boys, and then they decided to have two girls, so there was five kids, and I think all five kids have significant others, and then there's the two parents.
Mm. Yeah, that's a whole mess load of people.
Yeah.
How many people you got living in your house, Mike?
I got two babies. Well, 1 9-year-old, 1 4-month-old, and a lady, me, and 2 feline animals.
All right, then. So 4. Because the cats don't count.
Shit, they're taken away everywhere.
Cats are the devil's animal.
First of all, cats are awesome.
No, they're not.
So there's no need to hate on them for that. It's like...
You tell a cat, come here, and that motherfucker's going to go...
No, actually, they come to you. Let's just say at least one of them does.
Well, only when they think you've got food.
No. I'm talking about even... Well, they usually want to be petted when I do that. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I love cats, man. Don't be hating on cats. I love dogs, too.
Yeah.
I love Big Lincoln. I love Lucy Liu, you know?
Lucy Liu.
I think that should be her middle name, at least. And yeah. So, you know, no hate.
So, Ma, aren't those neighbors kind of assholes anyway?
No, they don't have a lot of wild parties. They like to entertain, but it's usually quiet.
Well, there's that, then.
I don't have any problem with them. Their property gets a lot of damage from all the accidents and everything, but pretty harmless.
That's crazy. Well, hopefully they're doing better than this this other article I've seen.
Uh-oh.
Where this teen driver accidentally killed a sister while filming herself driving.
Like, I read that.
Yeah, like most idiots do.
Oh, that was so... That brought a smile to my face.
Well, not really. She killed the one person who was innocent. She should have died. I hate when the wrong person dies.
I hate when the wrong person dies, too. But, you know, at the same time, maybe the mother will choose better decisions in her breeding process, you know, in the future.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know, Duffy. I think that's a little harsh by the man. You know, normally I agree with you. But, like I said,
I mean, granted, I wish she would have killed herself.
See, now, that would have been cool. That would have been cool because she, you know, deserves it. She's making a full-on video while driving. And I know, I actually see a lot of people on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that I know that do this. And I'm like, really? Is that important? We needed to see you driving down the same road you drive down every day, listen to some shitty music that you listen to every day? And I'll be honest with you, every now and then I hope for an accident. I'm like, at least a rear end. At least one of those.
Of course.
Or cops seeing them. It's amazing. I get pulled over for, like, not using a damn blinker, but they're making whole goddamn music videos in their car, and they never get stopped. Mm. Well, except for this chick. She kind of killed her sister.
Well, she didn't get stopped. She was stopped, yes. Very abruptly. But in case you don't know what's going on and what we're talking about, we have a video. So here's that.
18-year-old woman from Stockton is in jail tonight following a deadly crash that was broadcast on Instagram Friday. You can see the woman behind the wheel making gestures to the camera. Moments later, they crashed on a Merced County highway, and a 14-year-old girl appears to be ejected from the car. We're not showing you the aftermath because it is just too graphic. The 14-year-old girl ended up dying in the crash. The driver references the teen as her own sister. The driver is identified as Abdulia Sanchez. She is now at the Merced County Jail facing manslaughter and drunk driving charges.
Yeah, and she was later quoted to say, "I fucking killed my sister, okay? I know I'm going to jail for life." Mm-hmm. Wow.
No, she needs a fucking bullet. I don't want to have to pay to incarcerate her for the rest of her fucking life.
I'll donate one.
Well, now we need is someone to donate a nondescript gun, and I think we'd be good.
Yeah, see, that's an issue I got right there.
Well, it's a huge issue. I hate stupidity. I hate ignorance. And I'm telling you,
it always affects the people around them. Who's to say the sister
was any better? Same family, raised in the same household, in a car with someone who's been drinking and has a cell phone in her hand. How hard would it have been to pull this fucking car over, I'm getting out, and then I'm calling mom or the police.
You know how many times I've been in a situation where somebody's doing something, especially when they're driving, and I got no control, like... It's one of those things where it's like they're driving on the highway and they start doing something dumb. And you're like, hey, don't do that. and they ignore you. I'm like, well, you're in my car and stuff like that. I can't blame the younger one. I can only blame the older one.
Well, the younger one's dead, so I can't blame the younger one either. I think it's sad. In all seriousness, no joking aside, I think it's very, very, very sad for the family, for the girl who died. But, you know, I don't care how sorry it is for the older sister.
Oh,
she
still
needs a bullet.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I hope she gets shanked.
I need to get a jingle company to write us a jingle.
What's that?
And that was Mama B.
But you also got another woman who got away with. It sounds like a lady who just doesn't want a kid. So I'll be honest with you. I think she's trying to get rid of him. Did y'all see the one about the Oregon woman arrested for towing kids in a wagon behind her car?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. A 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And she did it not only in a busy roundabout, but during rush hour. Just have them dragging behind the car, you know. And I put on there, like, quiet time, because my aunt used to always tell us she was going to put us on the roof and we don't quiet down. This lady took it to heart, and she actually put her damn kids out in the damn red wagon behind the car.
She was caught going 30 miles an hour.
That's fucking fast if you're in a goddamn
if you're in a wagon, shitty little red plastic wagon. I'm surprised the wheels didn't fall.
Exactly. I'm like, how did? Hey, I'll tell you one thing: the toy company who made that wagon might want to take this and flip it. Like, listen, we understand it was bad, but come on, did you see our wagon? A wagon kicked ass on that one. I'm trying to tell you, that is that is horrible.
Yeah,
so many stupid people. So see, and if her kids would have died, she would have went to jail. And you know, just like the other chick, it's just like, why are the wrong people dying?
The better question is, why are the wrong people having children?
That too,
because we're not China.
Well, maybe we should be.
I agree. I think we should have some kind of test that you need to take before getting a license to have kids.
And then you should be limited to how many of those you can have as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking people popping units out left and right. Disgusting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that? What's the one show where they got like 20 kids or something like that?
They had their own show for years.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, where they was just molesting it up and sexually abusing each other because it was too many of them to tell what was going on. No, there was the older brother who was doing it, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and they still have a show.
It was a real fine piece of work.
Yeah.
The Cardassians are still on TV.
I don't know how. Well, stupid people.
I think they're just more dumb than anything.
That's because smart people with common sense, we're outnumbered seriously by the number of stupid window lickers out there. And that's why television has gotten so bad, because they know who their audience is. Let's find the dumbest fucking bullshit, and the droolers will sit there and watch it hour after hour after hour. They'll buy all the crap with these people on it. I mean, come on, Snooki wrote a book? Give me a break.
She doesn't even know how to write.
Or read. You know? And she had a kid. Man. It's like, oh my God.
PJ?
Yeah, Mama?
You can't marry Carrie because she's my twin.
Well, not by blood, and that's what counts.
Okay.
That's what counts in this house. That is what counts, right, Care?
We live in Carroll County. They don't care.
Anything goes.
They don't mind. Like, listen, you stay over there, I'll stay over here.
That's why there's only a 2-day waiting period, in case the cousin gets cold feet. You know.
Gotta love
it. You know what's crazy?
What's that?
Kim Kardashian is worth $45.5 million.
And that's from stupid people.
I was going to say, you know what talent she has?
Getting
plastic surgery.
No. What got her famous was sucking
Ray J's cock. Yeah,
that's what got her famous.
And I just want to say, as a somebody who's watched that video, horrible job she did.
Really? I haven't seen that. I could care less.
She just laid there. That was it. I'm like, this is the one y'all want. Like, all these guys were, you know, fiending over and Kanye West, well, he's just crazy. So he married the right person. He needed something, something as crazy as him. She's just not as loud as him. That's the only difference.
Well, no. But I gotta say, at least with Paris Hilton, she showed some real action in her sex tape.
Yeah, she tried. Did. I mean, it was just.
Wait a minute. How the fuck do you know, Mom?
I saw it.
Oh my God.
you know what's funny?
I have forever scarred my son.
I thought that was Carrie who was agreeing.
No.
And hers was, hey, she did some little work, too. Hers was night vision, and yeah. The camera was moving, and things were happening.
Her eyes
still
were
was
glowing.
Bad, too, because she's, like, bone thin, but at least she was doing some work.
At least she was into it. She was having
fun. Yeah, she was trying, She was high, he was high, they were doing stuff, Like, Kim Kardashian's made, millions and millions of dollars for the lamest sex video ever. Like, hands down. Very disappointed in that.
Well, I think we've talked more than enough about sex tapes. Before we get on out for the evening,
thought you were going to say you had one. Go ahead.
No, I don't have a sex tape. Why the fuck would anyone want that?
Hey, man, we all make tapes.
Maybe. I've never made a sex tape.
You wanted to try out your new camera. I know how it is. All right. You get about all that recording equipment. I know. Yeah, look at you. You're trying not to smile.
It's funny. It's funny that you would think that I'm that kind of person.
Yes, I have made a horrible, horrible tape.
Is this tape available for comedic purposes?
No. I recorded over it once I watched it. I was like, nope, it doesn't. The way I feel versus what it looks like, nope, let's go ahead and get rid of this. That's the reason why there's professionals who do this. It was all bad angles.
Oh man! Did you forget to wipe fully or something?
No. It's just it's one of those things where it's like you remember your flaws once you see them. It's like, oh yeah, I don't like myself right there.
Oh dear, that's not my good side.
Exactly. Like, you know what? That whole backside wasn't my good side. Let's go ahead and let's eject this and get rid of this.
Yeah, I fully plan on it. Well, Mama B, thank you for coming out and being a guest on tonight's show. Where can people find your shit?
They can find me on YouTube. My channel is 70 Acres Studio. And they can catch me on Facebook at 70 Acres Farm.
There you go. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this evening's episode of Prime. And hey, if you like the show, why not tell a friend? It's easy enough. Just tell them to go to theprimepod.com. That's all for us. You have a great week, guys.
Mama B.
Hey, Mikey. Harry.
See ya.
Cur, babe.
Your holes ready for some prime post roll.
Just as somebody who never watched Will and Grace, extreme levels of caucasity right there. Just like,
yeah, okay, all right, I guess you can say that. Yeah. Hey, Ma, are you gonna be a part of the show or are you gonna make noise?
Bite me. I'm doing things. I am arting.
She's arting while talking. All right.
And I drinking. Can do both. I'm listening.
Actually, she's multitasking. She's drinking, arting, and talking.
Yep.
Boom, motherfucker. See, she liked it. I knew Mama B liked it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was second up to Mama B.
Gotta placate the black man.
Oh, shit. Otherwise, they'll carjack you, right? Is that
true?
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was offensive, Mama B. I'm a tad bit hurt. I don't know how to carjack. I never have.
Okay, slash tires.
Yeah, that's more of a like an anger thing. I could never be angry at you, Mama B.
Oh, okay.
How about steal from your purse? I could do that.
Wow. All right, then. Let's back up a bit.
Oh, sorry. Hey, you did it pretty good.
Thank you very much. I practiced. Not really.
Now, can you do it with me in your mouth?
Jesus.
Okay.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? Like, seriously, dude?
Hey, listen. I don't know if you know this, but Duffy, I've been eyeing your red hair for a while now, and looking pretty curly over there, brother.
You leave my baby boy alone.
Oh, no, it's too late. Your baby boy's a man now. And I've introduced him to things he never knew. I'm sorry to tell you this, Curry, but yeah, Curry. You don't know what happens when them lips get chapped up, but let me tell you, it's wonderful.
Oh, God. All right, enough of this. No more. No more.
Until later. I got you.
Right, yeah, you're coming over at 11, right?
You know. Oh, well, whenever Carrie goes to sleep.
God. All right. Let's get back into the show, God damn it.